السلام عليك زين الأنبياء، السلام عليك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala strengthen our relationship with the Quran as we continue to learn the various etiquettes that we should be having with Allah's book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inwardly and outwardly. And we have reached al-adab al-ashr, the 10th etiquette that pertains to the adab al-zahira, outward etiquette that we're supposed to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. And Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Ghazali radiallahu anhu, he says, al-ashiru tahsinu al-qira'ati wa tazyinuha. So adorning our recitation and reciting beautifully, be tardid as-salt, with intonation, so reciting with intonation, min ghayri tamtitin mufritin, without excessive stretching of the letters and the vowels, yughayyir an-nazm, to the extent that it is unacceptable. Fadarika sunnatun. He says this is recommended. This is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he quotes a number of ahadith. Zayyinul Qur'an bi aswatikum. Allah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, adorn the Qur'an with your voices. And what is meant there, of course, is adorn your voices in recitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. And then that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, laysa minna man lam yataghanna bil Qur'an. He is not from us who does not recite the Qur'an beautifully. And what is meant there is doing your best to recite the Qur'an as beautiful as you are able to do. And naturally, some people have better voices than others. But we put effort in to recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book because this is what we've been commanded to do. And this is adab with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's book. And then he comments on this. The Arabic word is taghanna yataghanna, and the predominant meaning is the way that was translated, i.e. recite the Quran beautifully with tarannum, with a beautiful melody, and that with a nice sound, and that some say that it relates here to istighna, i.e. find your sufficiency in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. But of course he's mentioning here with the first meaning, that of reciting it beautifully. And there is a narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one night he was waiting for a Sayyida Aisha, and that فَأَبْطَأَتْ عَلَيْهِ, and she didn't come while he was waiting for him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked her, مَا حَبَسَكِ, that ma habasaki, that what prevented you from coming? فقالت يا رسول الله كنت أسمع قراءة رجل ما سمعت أحسن صوتا منه. She said, I was listening to the recitation of a man that I've never heard such a beautiful voice. فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى استمع إليه طويلا. So the Prophet then stood up and then went to hear this man's recitation for a long period of time. ثم رجع فقال, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came back and said, هذا سالم مولى أبي حذيفة. This is Salim, the Mawla of Abu Hudhayfa. Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل في أمتي مثله. He says, all praise be to Allah who made someone the likes of him from among my ummah. Allahu Akbar. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to listen to the recitation of one of his companions. And he's praising him because of his beautiful recitation. Of course, he was also someone who was deeply present with Allah Ta'ala when he was reciting the Quran and was observing the utmost etiquette inwardly as well. And then he says that wastama'a sallallahu alaihi wasallam aidan dhat laylatin ila Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also known to have listened on one night to the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abu Bakr and Umar were both with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fa waqafu tawilan, they stood for an extended period of time listening. Thumma qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in praise of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and him saying this is so that you and I can benefit, the companions could, and by extension the generations after him, to benefit from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Man arada an yaqra al-Quran ghaddan kama unzil, Whoever wants to recite the Quran fresh as it was revealed, فَلْيَقْرَهُ عَلَىٰ قِرَاتِ إِبْنِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ. Let him read on the qira'ah, the way, and according to the recitation of Ibn Ummi Abd, which is one of the ways that they used to refer to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. غَضًّا كَمَا أُنزَلْ. His recitation was so beautiful that every time that it was recited, it reminded one that this is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, only the Prophet received that wahi, but after he conveyed it, when we recite it, we then can learn the meanings of revelation. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Ibn Mas'ud, اِقْرَ عَلَيْهِ. And then on another occasion to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, recite to me. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اَقْرَ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزَلْ. Am I going to recite the Quran before you and have you listen to me when the Quran was revealed to you? فَقَالْ إِنِّي أُحِبْ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. Look at the Prophet ﷺ. He said that, I love to hear it from someone other than me. So the Prophet would listen to the Quran being recited from other people. And so just as we recite the Quran, one of the things that we're learning here, and of course this is all proofs of reciting beautifully, which is the point Imam al-Ghazali is trying to make here in this 10th etiquette. But there's these other benefits that we take from it as well. Listening to other people recite is also from the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so just as we recite, we should also listen to other people recite. فَكَانَ يَقْرَعْ وَعَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَفِيلًا. And so he was reciting, and he says that there were tears coming out of the two eyes of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being impacted by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then on another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to the recitation of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he said about him, لَقَدْ أُوتِيَ هَذَا مِزْمَارٌ مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَاوُودٍ. And the narration that I've memorized is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar were both with the Prophet ﷺ. And he said he's been given a flute from the flutes of the house of David, indicating the beauty of how he used to recite the great Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa nafa'ana bih. And so the Prophet praised him in this way. And then the next day, and because this was at night, Sayyidina Umar went, and I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, at Fajr time, to tell Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and to give him glad tidings about what the Prophet ﷺ said. This is the way that the righteous are. They want good for everybody. They don't want good just for themselves. Their souls are pure. They're not envious, a'udhu billah, that they're not miserly internally. They have goodwill in their heart for everybody. And this is a good thing to do, is that when you hear someone say something good about someone else, to be the one who actually tells them about what that person said. This creates love in the hearts, and this creates a strong bond between individual members of the community. And so when he reached Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he informed him that Sayyidina Abu Bakr had already informed him. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr found time before Umar went, even though he went early, to tell Abu Musa al-Ash'ari him this great glad tidings that our Prophet ﷺ, about what he said about him. But then, once this reached Abu Musa, he then went to the Prophet ﷺ. And he said, لو علمت أنك تستمع were I to have known that you were listening, لحبرته لك تتحبيرا. I would have adorned my recitation in the most beautiful way. And so, obviously, he's doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But this is one of the proofs that they mention in relation to the verse in the Quran when Allah Ta'ala says that Allah and His Messenger have more right for you to please if indeed that you are believers. And that here, when Allah Ta'ala says this in the Quran, and yurduhu, to please who in the singular, indicating that the contentment of ittihad al-Allah, the contentment of Allah, is the contentment of our Prophet ﷺ. And this doesn't mean that Allah follows the contentment of the Prophet ﷺ. What this means is Allah does not let this noble servant of his, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be content with something except that he is content with it, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the companions believe this, and this is, they read the Quran and they implemented this. And so what he knew is that if the Prophet ﷺ was pleased with his recitation, and that made the Prophet ﷺ happy, that was a sign that Allah Jalla Jalalu would be content with him. So this is not riya, this is not worshipping to show off or to that want stature in the heart of someone for the sake of having stature in their heart. No, this is because this Abu Musa al-Ash'ari realized, like the other companions did, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was content with them, that was a sign that Allah Jalla Jalalu was content with them. وَرَأَى هَيْثَمَ الْقَارِيُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فِي مَنَامِهِ فَقَالَ لِي أَنْتَ الْهَيْثَمُ الَّذِي تُزَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِصَوْتِهِ قُلْتُ نَعَمْ قَالَ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. And so Haytham al-Qari, one of the famous reciters of the Quran, he saw the Prophet ﷺ in a dream. And the Prophet said to him, are you Haytham, the one who recites the Quran beautifully, who recites the Quran with a beautiful voice? And he says, yes. And then the Prophet said to him, Jazakallahu khayra, may Allah reward you. Wa fil khabari, كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا اجتمع أمر أحدهم أن يقرأ سورة من القرآن. And it's known to be from the way of the companions, when they would get together, they would tell and ask one of them to recite the Quran. So the Quran was very much a part of their gatherings. And so this is a very good custom when we come together in gatherings of different sorts to begin with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a beautiful custom because it connects us to his book subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ كَانَ عُمَرْ يَقُولُ يَا بِمُوسَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ ذَكَّرْنَا رَبَّنَا. He used to say, Sayyidina Umar to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, remind us of our Lord. فَيَقْرَعْ عَنْدُهُ حَتَّى يَكَادْ وَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ أَنْ يَتَوَسَّطْ. And so he would start reciting the Quran, and to the extent that it might reach the middle of the prayer time. So this is prayer had entered in the middle of the prayer time. فَيُقَادْ, so it would be said, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O commander of the faithful, الصَّلَاةِ الصَّلَاةِ, prayer, prayer. And then Sayyidina Umar would say, أَوَلَسْنَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ, are we not in prayer? إِشَارَتْ إِلَى قَوْلِ تَعَالَى وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, indicating the words of Allah Ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah is even greater. So we have these beautiful insights into how the companions were and how connected they were to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's book, how their gatherings were, what they talked about in their gatherings, what they did in their gatherings. And they used to remind each other of the importance of faith. Ta'al nu'min billah sa'a, that let us come together to strengthen in faith of our Lord for a period of time by coming together and speaking a words of faith that engender faith and bring about faith in the heart and strengthen certainty in one's heart. And this should be a part of our gatherings. When we come together, when we meet one another, when we go to each other's homes for meals, there should be a component of knowledge. There should be a component of remembrance. There should be good conversation that talks about beneficial things, that reminds us of our iman. We recite the Quran. We read a hadith of our Prophet ﷺ. We talk about stories of the righteous. This will bring our gatherings to life, if indeed that we implement this.
وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ اسْتَمَعْ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَوْ جَلْ كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
This is a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Whoever listens to the recitation of a verse from the Book of Allah, it will be light for him on the Day of Judgment. And alhamdulillah, we have these apps now where you and I can download an app and we could read from that app. We can look at the English translation. Some of the apps even have tafsir there as well. And you can also listen to it being recited. This is made easy for us. We have no excuse. It's right on our phone. You could put your headphones in and be walking to work and be listening to Allah Ta'ala's book on public transportation in your car. This is facilitated for us now.
And better yet is where we are actually fully focused in our homes, facing the Qibla, closer to the way that Imam al-Ghazali initially described in the first etiquette. But every verse that we listen to of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the recitation of it, will be for light for us on the Day of Judgment. And in another narration, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَشْرُ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him 10 good deeds. And then he says, وَمَهْمَا عَظَمُ أَجْرُ إِسْتِمَاعِ وَكَانَ تَعْلِهُ وَصَبَ فِيهِ كَانَ شِرِكٍ فِي الْأَجْرِ. And so when we understand the reward of listening to the Qur'an is great, and the one who's reciting the Qur'an is the means for it, he will also, i.e. the reciter, take part in that reward and receive reward. إِلَّا except أَنْ يَكُونَ قَصْدُهَ الرِّيَاءُ وَالتَصَنُّعُ, that his intention is ostentation, or doing it for the sake of other people. And if they're doing it for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and their means for people to connect to Allah's book and to be in a state of remembrance, this is a great form of worship that has an immense reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that, he finishes the etiquettes that pertain to the outward, and then insha'Allah ta'ala, he will move to the inner etiquettes that he calls the a'mal al-batin, the inner actions of tilawa, of Quranic recitation, and they are also 10. They are also 10. So insha'Allah ta'ala, that is what we will move on to next, looking at these inner etiquettes now. And they build one on the other. And so we will move through them slowly, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, so that our relationship with his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will strengthen. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, bless us in all of our different affairs, and bless us with a strong connection and a strong relationship with his book, tabarak wa ta'ala. Bring these meanings to life in our hearts, in the life of the ummah of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah that our portion not just be that we're passing over these meanings and we remain unaffected. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all to be affected deeply by these words, not because of the deficiencies of the one speaking, but because of the greatness of the one who actually wrote this book, because of the light in his heart and how blessed he was and close he was to you, Ya Rabbi Ameen, and to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, these words will have a strong impact upon us, and every sentence that we read and every word that we read, every letter that we read, open up the doors for us to live and experience their realities, bimahdi judihi wa fadlihi, solely from his generosity, and that solely from his bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq in all of our different affairs. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.